You like that. All right. That's a bet. All right. Welcome to Care to Discuss, and we've made it to 2 weeks in a row, guys. How does it feel?
It's great. I didn't think we'd make it this far.
Oh, I didn't. Me neither. It's been a long hiatus, and this is the first consecutive podcast in a long time. So
We're
here,
back.
we're back again, part two for season two or three. Pick your poison. So we have two guests today, and it's going to be me, Troy, and also there's Josh all the way over here.
Sup?
Oh, what's up? And then we have Coach Science back. It's been a long time. How's it
Wow.
been?
Bang, bang, skeet, skeet. It's your boy.
Oh, baby.
I'm in the
Welcome.
house. I've made my return.
How's it feel to be back?
It's a pleasure. I've missed this podcast.
Ah, man.
It has a special place in my heart.
Oh, it has been. It's been so close.
It would be even better if we were on campus or we were all together.
It would be.
Oh.
That's the only thing we're missing is being
And be
together.
being together in the what's that one room? Somewhere in the Smith. Or
Yeah,
no, somewhere in the show.
the kind of soundproof music room.
That one building with all the soundproofing.
Kind of, yeah. You could still hear everything in the room next door, but
Yeah.
it was kind of soundproof.
Exactly. I mean, what is soundproof anyway? Nothing.
Oh, those were the days. Times.
All right, dude. Times what?
Those were easier times.
Those are easier times. Yes, they were. When my biggest worry was passing a test about eyeballs. That
If
was a sad time.
was your biggest worry about passing eyeballs, then you were living an easy life.
Passing tests, talking about eyeballs, or like what is it, the iris, whatever in 265 was. Man, I hate that class. It lives in my head still to
Oh
this day.
man.
Rent free. That's all I'm saying.
Me just tell you what,
All
that
right.
class was easy.
You know, it's crazy. Like you go through times of like hardships, like that class or another thing, and then you're like 2 years later, and you're just like, wow, it was really that hard for me. And you're like, nah. But then, oh
That was
well.
child's play.
Child's play, dude. All right. By the way, Joey couldn't make it because he got picked up by the, IRS because he decided to call them out for not paying him back.
Yeah,
So.
it turns out wasn't actually a US citizen.
Oh man.
Shocker.
So too bad that he's not here to defend his name and honor.
What is he like a 17th Japanese.
Yeah, so he definitely got shipped back.
Poor
That's what
guy.
happens, man.
Too bad.
You complain to the IRS, they get you.
And did you hear that Japan had an earthquake too?
Maybe he was
Wow.
involved in it. We will never know because Joseph is not here.
Yeah, was he in North
Oh,
Carolina? I beg to
dude.
differ. I don't know.
Dude, I don't even think he is in North Carolina. He's actually been a hologram the whole time. All
Wow,
right.
shocker.
Yeah, Tupac. Insert dead artist name here. There's been too many that's died too quickly, so oh well. So the topics, obviously, the first thing, how's so we have this annual tournament of the NCAA basketball tournament, and there is a challenge that we have that we fill out a bracket. And currently, I am not in last place, so life is good.
Who is in last place?
That
I think
would be
it's,
Joey.
Oh.
oh, John
Classic.
Monzo, by the way.
John
Oh
is
yeah,
in
John.
last. Our fa jo Johnny Boy Nanto, our favorite accountant.
Typical.
Yeah, he
And by the
sucks.
way, his favorite movie is his favorite movie is
The
The
Dark
Dark
Knight,
Knight.
100%.
I would have to agree with that.
Uh,
You know that
The best movie ever made, The Dark Knight, yeah. Joey's favorite movie.
Exactly. And Joey, instead of watching The Dark Knight, he watched The Dark Knight. Was it the Snyder Cut? Whatever. But that's good. We're going to go on to that later. So, my favorite team, Duke, is not in it. So, I feel like it was my honor to pick the four common finalists of the college football playoff because I'm taking a stand against the NCAA for not letting Duke in. They've cheated the system somehow. Coach K is too honorable of a man, and he is in denial of how bad of a coach he is now. So
how are your final four college football playoff teams doing in the tournament?
Well, I mean, Dabo Swinney he can't coach basketball, and Urban Meyer had a heart attack today. So, Urban Meyer for Ohio State. So Ohio State and Clemson are out. Those are the runners up, and another contestant of the Final Four for me. So it's not working out too well.
So who'd you have in place of Notre Dame?
It was Ohio State or Oklahoma. I was doing the same common four that are always in it.
So your March Madness Final Four consisted of Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Oklahoma?
Oklahoma, yep.
Yikes.
And Oklahoma just barely won today, too. So you would have three out of your four gone by the first weekend.
I was kind of ready for it. I was kind of, like, mentally preparing for it. And it would have been awesome if they all would have lost because I think I should get a treat for that. So.
Yeah, you'll be paying for someone's treat, that's for sure.
Yeah, that'll be your treat, the $20 deal.
I'll tell you one thing, it won't be Domino's. It'll be somebody else.
I'm gonna ask for two drinks.
Oh my gosh. I'll guarantee you, you know what they won't do? They won't give you two drinks, but they'll give you nothing. That sucks, right?
They'll forget your drink, that's for sure.
Exactly. All right. Here, I have a thought, or I even have a question. What is the worst thing someone, like a delivery person, could give you? Like, if you ask for two drinks, what's the worst thing that they could give you that is the complete opposite of a drink?
What are you saying? Like, no drinks?
They can bring you drinks? They don't bring you nothing?
Well, okay. So, something that would piss me off, right?
They wiped their ass with the pizza and then handed it to me?
All right. Like, if I ask for, like, two sodas, they come up and they give me milk instead.
What?
Like, you got the drink off so wrong that, like, you just gave me milk instead.
No, it'd be like he dropped the 2-liter delivering it.
Oh.
So he went back to his car and got like a half drink and Gatorade and gave it to you.
Exactly. That would make me upset. But
he gave you a cold yellow Gatorade.
The
no
best.
Way. No. Gosh, that is so disgusting. Wow.
Wait, Troy, I thought yellow was your favorite Gatorade.
No, a cold one, dude, is room temperature. That's what makes it fire. Like, yellow's good, right? Don't get me wrong. But yellow room temperature just,
especially when you had it at a ball game, like your little league baseball game, you forgot about it for a couple days, you went back and found it when you were heading to practice and you started drinking it because it was so good.
Oh yes, exactly. Like or it's like a, have you ever had like a barely chilled like Gatorade? Like it was in the fridge for like 10 minutes because you put a timer on and it wasn't really that cold at all at the end of the day.
I don't time my drinks that I put in the fridge, so I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
Oh, wow.
Wait, we need to talk about these big upsets, though, that have happened.
Oh, yeah. So our local correspondent, ESPN app, is going to tell us how they've done. All right, let me see. Virginia forgot to play basketball again.
That's nothing new.
So, Virginia, wasn't the – so 2 years ago they won the championship because we didn't have March Madness last year because of COVID.
Yeah.
So they won 2 years ago. And wasn't it the year before that they were the number one seed and lost to a 16th seed?
Yes.
And then so now again this year they lose again in the first round.
So
like Josh was saying, they either win the whole thing or they're out the first round. No in between.
I mean, I kind of like that mentality.
It's an all or nothing.
If I was like a basketball team, if I was a fan of Virginia, if I was just a fan of the team, I would either have them lose every game, and then I don't have to worry about anything, or they just win the Super Bowl, or they win the championship.
Don't leave me hanging. So here's the score from 2018. I just looked this up through Google. They lost 74-54 to Maryland Baltimore County University. Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, who is that?
They got smoked by 20 points against this team.
And they were a number one seed.
That is sad.
Wow. So sad.
It's like they decided their whole the practice squad could play. They're like, oh, this team is trash. We'll just throw in the third stringers.
Like, the cool part was in that, because I remember watching that game, the UMBC just decided just to mollywop them. They just didn't care. They just did what the one thing that Virginia couldn't do was be fast, and they outran them. So that was a good time. I guess Virginia is still slow. Ohio is a terrible place, and I don't know.
Well, Ohio State lost.
Good thing for
– So is Ohio a better team than Ohio State in basketball?
I mean, it's the Ohio University, not the Ohio State University. I mean, this whole Ohio, like, they're not even claiming a state. They're just saying we're the Ohio, no other brand. I almost said Iowa and Idaho mixed together, and I'm just trying to say Ohio. So Ohio Bobcats basketball is the team of the
nation. We just need Miami, Ohio to do better than Miami University in the next tournament.
So would they be called the U or the O?
The OU, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, both.
Yeah, they better. I mean, if I went to school there and they sucked at basketball, they better owe me. So.
What are some other upsets? Oregon State was another upset. No, Oral Roberts. Can we talk about this school? I've never heard of Oral Roberts.
Where is that even at?
Is Oral Roberts a person? It sounds like it's more of a verb.
Maybe.
Let's see. Oral Roberts is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's a private, private school.
Choctaw.
Well, it's a Christian university, so they got smoked by a bunch of Christian nerds.
He was a TV Jesus.
It would have been better if they like beat up on like a Catholic school. That would have been ironic.
Like, Notre Dame.
So Oral Roberts, that's a new one.
Yeah.
Here, all right, go on.
What were they saying? Like out of the 14 million brackets, like.
Yeah, that one wrecked them up. That was the worst one.
How many were perfect after that? Like.
I think they said like 0.004% or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that ruined everyone's hopes.
Yeah, that
Oral
was...
Roberts. Oral Roberts, the Dream Crushers.
Here, I'll give you an upset. Florida won. So even though they were the 7th seed to the 10th seed Virginia Tech, seeing Florida just be happy isn't a good time for me. So Florida was the team that beat BYU in the 2011 NCAA basketball.
Yeah, they beat the GOAT Jimmer.
Jim Bob for dead.
Jimmer, the greatest March Madness player ever.
I know. You know what made me so mad is like, I hate it when I watch basketball. I'm like, hey, I know this is the best team and this is the best player on this team. Why don't you just make this dude shoot it every time? Just stop doing what you're doing. Stop dribbling. Stop rebounding. Just give the ball to Jimmer and just have him shoot it from half court. him missing from half court is just as good as you touching the ball. And
oh man.
So, oh man.
But to say the least, the tournament has not disappointed so far. It has been great. Even though my bracket is absolute trash, I love how bad this tournament has been. My Final Four is still good. I haven't had anybody get eliminated from it yet. My Final Four, I'm right there with you. I have Gonzaga, Michigan, Baylor, and Houston, obviously, because I'm biased. But that will get right.
Yeah, let me see what my Final Four was. I had Gonzaga winning the whole thing.
Yep, same.
They're undefeated. They just seem too good. I just don't see anyone beating
them. White boys know how to actually play basketball.
Yeah, they got something there in Gonzaga. So my Final Four. Oh man, I had Ohio State in my Final Four.
Oh,
JK, yikes. That's a ball buster. I had Illinois, Alabama, and Gonzaga.
Wow.
How did Illinois do? Did they play yesterday?
They did, yeah.
Geez, they almost won by 40 points.
Yeah, I think they smoked the team they played.
Drexel. I was so mad that Colgate didn't advance. I would have loved to see a toothpaste company go.
I mean, now I'm just going to use Scope from now on, or Crest, just for them losing. Or Sensodyne. Wow.
I would imagine that their sales had to have gone up because they were definitely trending.
Oh, 100%. Oh, well, how about Oregon beating VCU 1-0?
Fantastic ball game.
What a game.
What a soccer.
What a game.
Wow.
that's so unfortunate though. Imagine how many seniors are on that squad getting ready to play for this tournament, and then one of their players decides that they don't want to follow the protocols and gets them disqualified. Like, that sucks. I would be so pissed.
What if it was, like, an underclassman? Someone that was, like, younger?
Oh. A true freshman.
Oh, my gosh.
Yikes. Yeah, his life's over.
To play on the team.
What if it was, like, the team manager?
Hey.
Or the ball boy.
Yeah, oh, man.
Poor ball boy.
That would have been even worse. He's done from the school.
Oh, yeah. His ball boy
days are over.
The IRS is going to find him and send him to Joey. That's all I'm saying. But what was yours? Well, we already went through the Joey's Final Four. Do we need to speak for him or?
Joey's irrelevant because he's in dead last.
Yeah, his bracket is trash.
I think he picked like Iona or something.
Oh, gosh.
No, I'm kidding.
Well, he deserves to be in last with them on there.
I mean.
Let's take a look at the rankings. What are our rankings right now?
Ooh, I'm number two.
So, Bang Bang Ski Ski is first. Shout out to
That's your boy, Coach Science.
And then we got Flocka at second, and then I'm at third. And then Joey's dead last.
McKay, I like McKay.
Classic.
McKay Allman, too. The second one. Is he the second? All right. So, I haven't watched a dribble of basketball in maybe about a year and a half. So, I don't know what the basketball terms are nowadays. But how is there's been some big news in the NFL world. Josh, would you care to explain about the?
Yeah, my boy Deshaun Watson's kind of an all or nothing. You know. I think the city of Houston is going to keep him for a lot longer than he thinks.
Oh yeah,
but he won't be on the sideline on NFL Sunday.
So
he won't be riding the pine. He won't be riding the pine. That's for sure.
I think Easterby's gotten into him, and he's like, you know what? If you're gonna preach about Sunday, then I'm gonna go the opposite route.
I mean. Weird things of the world, not out of it right now, Mr. Easterby. So my
question. It's just been crazy though. So if I can give my honest review, I am shocked because I did not expect anything out of Watson to this extent, like for him to act like this. Granted, there are a lot of accusations that come out each year or every other year with like big athletes coming into the NFL or other major sports. But for him to be in the league for this long and then all of a sudden this stuff comes out that it was just one girl and then it started multiplying and just it really just got out of hand. I am just kind of shocked that he just didn't seem like the guy that would do that. So it's kind of mind-boggling to me to hear and kind of watch this investigation go on.
Oh wow, so it's a he went to like a massage therapy, which ironically I'm reading the report. It's kind of
he must have been hanging out with Steve or with Robert Kraft too much.
Robert Kraft. That's like
maybe he should go back and hang out with Robert Kraft and then he can tell him how to get out of it.
Because I was gonna ask, I was when I first saw it, Josh. I was like, ooh, I can make this a. I was gonna ask you like, did you think like it was you know when Zeke got his suspension. And he only had like one person come up with it, right? And I don't know. There was evidence, but they didn't know if it was like real evidence or wasn't like confirmed. But this one's like after one incident like that, like one call out or one lawsuit, and then was there an article saying that it was like the neighbor of the McNairs, like the owner of the Texans?
Yeah, like the lawyer representing one of the girls was actually the neighbor of Robert Kraft, or not Robert, of Kraft, the,
or McNair.
Sorry, McNair, for McNair, the owner of the Texans. Yeah, so there's just been a lot of suspicion accusations, so it's like, okay, did this really happen, or is it, you know, McNair just trying to really push him out of town? It's just all over the place. It's just crazy to see and watch. I mean, I do feel bad for him at this point because obviously I'm going to think he's innocent just because I respect the guy as a player and whatnot. But the moment I find out that it is true, then it's just kind of like all respect has been lost and just sad to see. Got to get some help if it is true.
So with that, right? Because if it was one person, it's a different, like, it can be either brushed off or, I don't want to say it, that's a little crude, but.
But it can be easily proven that maybe it wasn't true or kind of like the cases that happen, it seems like regularly, but when you bring in 15 plus women that are now coming and bringing these accusations out, then it's just, that's when it gets kind of out of hand and you really have to take a step back and look at it. So it's just crazy.
And are they all from the same place?
I don't know. I hear that they're all from this massage therapy, I guess, place, but I don't know if they're all within the same organization or whatnot, but yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Cause I was going like tinfoil hat and saying like, Belichick has something behind this, or so he can drive his trade price down, or the owner.
Maybe Robert Kraft really knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't put it past him.
And then, but I don't know. It's a very big scandal because, like, there's the Zeke Elliott, the Ben Roethlisberger, then there's, like, crazier things like Aaron Hernandez or. With another, like a Tiger Woods scandal, like how we thought it was only one person, but it came out to be like multiple women, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, this thing with the Deshaun Watson, obviously sexual assault is no joke, like if that is the case. But then, like, if there's really, it's going to be like his word against their word. Like, I don't, unless you have like actual evidence.
Yeah, and it's
all going to be like what they say against him. And you know, Deshaun Watson, he's got a lot of money, you know. I hate to say that people would go after him just for his money, but you know, that's always a possibility. Yeah. The only thing is like when you have like 15, 20 women, like there may be some truth to it, right. You know?
Because
you know, it's a lot of people.
If one of them is true, then his like the credibility of him is gone, right?
Yeah. So, all you need is one girl to speak out. And then it can just be a domino effect. It's just like that Larry Nassar, it's obviously not to that extent, but you know, you have one girl that speaks out and then it just kind of breaks down and then just trickles down like the domino effect. So it's just, I hope and pray that it's not true, but if it is, like I said, then all respect is lost for him. Cause like you said, Connor, that's no joke. And you just can't, obviously you just can't do that. So.
Yeah. You can't tolerate, not at that. All. It just sucks. He's such a young talent, so much potential, and like he could just ruin his whole career with just these few incidences. If they are true, it's like
30s, like just with a lack of self-control, you know?
Right.
So, but the state of the Texans seemed like it's a sad day, but
the whole Texas.
Hey, well, imploded. We signed 31 new players. It's insane. Agency so far. We
31.
I can read off every single one of them. I actually was very interested, and I thought I. Oh yeah, here.
And the general population knows like what two of them?
Oh, probably so. Well, there's actually a couple ones that have been kind of surprising, but let me. I need
like,
to find
it. Looks like they're trying to like clean house. So they're getting new players in, creating competition, and if you buy in and you are performing well, you'll get to play, and if you're not buying in, you'll just get cut. So it's trying to weed out people. If that's an idea that happens in football.
I just feel like if you're the Texan at this point, it's kind of just like you have Deshaun Watson, who's a star in the league in the making. Like, you know, he only has so many years.
He's a generational player.
I feel like you'd want, I feel like you'd want to be pulling out all the stops to get him, you know, what he needs to win now. All
right, I have this list.
Like,
so let me read it to you. All right, okay, let's hear it. It's 25. So I was six off, but still, that's a shiz ton. So you have Justin Britt, center, safety Terrence Brooks, Farrah Brown, Malik Collins, Tay Davis, Alex Erickson, Kamu Gruger Hill, whoever the hell that is, Mark Ingram, Cam Johnston, Christian Kurtzey, Desmond King, Philip Lindsay, Justin McCray, Terrence Mitchell, Dante Moncrief, Chris Moore, Kevin Pierre Lewis, Derek Rivers, Andre Roberts, Trayman Smith, Paul Queensberry, Tyrod Taylor, Joe Thomas, linebacker, Tavier Thomas, and Cole Toner. I think I know like maybe
I've heard
five of those people.
I've heard of handful of those.
There's a
handful.
In there.
Yeah, there's a Tyrod. Just to be safe.
He's a recurring recurring actor in Hard Knocks. So.
That is also true.
Oh man.
Yeah. Good luck to the Texans. I don't see anything right in their future.
You see, but okay. The evil empire of the New England Patriots decided to go shopping for their players.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They decided to blow some money. Jeez, they're buying everyone.
They're just back to their two tight end days, and that's when they're like impossibly good. So. That's going to be a great time to witness. So, Bill Belichick is going.
They signed some big names. I don't have the list in front of me, but
yeah, they got some good
they
guys.
They at least signed Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry, who are both like pretty good tight ends.
Yeah,
signed Judon, Matthew Judon.
Those were the.
They signed pass rushers, linemen, and like.
They got a cornerback, right?
Yeah, they got a.
Wasn't he from the Eagles?
Oh, they got Nelson.
Yeah, they got one from the Eagles. Oh, and they got Nelson Aguilar.
That's not who.
Dude, he's gonna be the next Randy Moss for him, dude. I'm so ready.
I'm so ready for him to drop balls in the cold weather again.
No, yeah. He won't drop them.
Those brick hands of his.
He won't drop them in the cold weather because you know Patriots know how to teach a receiver how to catch, especially the former lacrosse players or Julian Edelman.
Well, Cam Newton's got to get it to him first.
I mean, he'll shotgun it there. He only has to go about 7 yards anyway, so. But you have to have good timing, though. If you're 8 yards, he's going to overthrow you. If you're 5 yards, he's just going to totally miss you. Not even overthrow. He'll miss you to the right. You have to be 7 yards deep on the slant, and that's Michael Thomas style, and we're all good.
You'll be running to the left, but he'll throw it to the right. So it'll be completely behind you.
Yeah. Wow. But, I mean, it does pay to win college football championships. Ask Auburn that. And,
okay. Well, speaking of signings and getting better, the Cardinals are – the Houston Cardinals are looking really good.
The Houston Cardinals, baby, all day.
So,
man, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Hey, as long as you take care of my boy J.J. Watt.
So, over under – 15 and a half wins in the regular season for the Arizona Cardinals, Connor. How many?
No, 17.
Ooh. 17. Ooh.
Perfect season.
That division is just going to be so good, though.
That division is
crazy
way too good.
How good that division is.
What, like 10 and 7?
You can go 11 and 6 and miss the playoffs in that division. That's what's crazy.
Oh, 100%. Because
not the freaking Chargers. The Rams got better.
Oh, yeah. I would say Matthew Stafford is a great too.
So that's going
to
be.
I just don't know how they just be able to pay people and then have no draft picks for like 25 years and still be good at football.
Yeah. No, they gave up all their draft picks.
I know.
Yeah, they don't
they
have
haven't
draft
had a
picks.
Draft pick in like 10 years. That's what I was saying. Like, oh here, we want a good corner. Oh wait, 15 years from now, I'll give you all my draft picks. It's like
that's basically what they did for Jalen Ramsey.
Like the Bernie Madoff of draft picks over here.
Yeah, that division is just gonna be really good.
So the Rams are good. We'll see how
the Seahawks offense
how things work out there with Russell Wilson.
Their defense is trash.
So, I mean, there's obviously that. Yeah, their defense is horrible. I mean, so, if Russell Wilson stays, who knows what happens there? I assume he stays. I don't know why.
Russell Wilson.
But
Russell Wilson is the dorkiest dude ever. All right.
Hey, but he can win you a Super Bowl, so.
I mean.
So, yeah, and then the
Niners
are good too. Good,
especially if they get Watson. I know they're in the mix of getting Watson, so that's gonna be wild.
If Watson goes to the Niners, that division easily the best division.
Well, it already is. Yeah,
all four teams are playoffs.
That's where they need to expand the playoffs, or just do like a seed rank because it's unfair that the Cowboys can go 6-10 and host a playoff game and they get smoked.
What? I was waiting for like a real take, and then I didn't expect like a punch in the mouth just then. I wasn't
that is a real take.
What?
What are you talking about?
I know that like the Cowboys don't have a Coach K to like cancel a season if they can't make the playoffs, but what the heck, guys?
It's like, gonna be
Dallas Cowboys.
Like Amari Cooper. This is gonna be a stat line for that playoff game. So Amari Cooper will have like 85 yards. CeeDee Lamb will be non-existent, maybe have 15. Michael Gallup will probably have 23 with one catch. We'll have Ezekiel Elliott have 17 carries for 23 yards. Dak Prescott's going to have over 400 yards passing somehow and lose.
You forgot.
Oh, yeah,
forgot
and then Zeke fumbled
the ball three times.
Wow. I'm getting
– here's the thing. The Redskins –
Dude, the Redskins
are
going
to
be fired next year. And the Giants.
They're
going back.
They're the football team. The football team.
Oh, yeah, the football team. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. The football team. The football team is repeating.
Dude, freaking Fitzmagic is going to light it up next year.
Man, and you know what?
The Cowboys don't stand a chance. This is the
first time that Ryan Fitzpatrick has a defense.
And Danny Dimes. You know? Danny Dimes is going to be throwing all over this year.
Oh, my gosh. Danny Dimes.
It's going to be great.
My worst night. What's the perfect nightmare situation that could go on? You know what's great? We never mentioned the Eagles, so I swear, if, like, Zach Wilson or, like, Justin Fields falls into the laps of Philadelphia, life's going to not be a good time for me. So, two people.
You know, Joey wouldn't let that down if Zach Wilson went there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I just hope we have another repeat of the Cowboys-Eagles game, Thursday Night Football last year. We saw every possibility of a team that could score a point. We witnessed it. It was so bad.
I know. It's a great time, you know.
Well, you got to love when that division plays each other.
It really is.
Grade A football at its best.
Because I've realized, like, a couple years ago, the Cowboys aren't really that good, but I want them to be. So this is a realistic boy, Troy. So when they lost to the Jets a couple seasons ago, I was done for the season. I know they were 3-1, but I was done. And then this year it was when they lost to somebody, I don't remember. Doesn't matter. When they almost lost to the Falcons and they lost the week after that, I was done after that. So it might be 5 or 6 weeks this next season that I can quit on them. But I don't know.
So Cardinals are looking good. Let's talk about the other team there, Phoenix Suns. Though they're going playoff bound. Ooh. That's a solid squad over there,
baby.
I think
Arizona, man. Arizona teams, they're finally
paying players.
Good. They're finally good again. Yeah, they're finally good again, and it's fantastic to watch. The Phoenix Suns, third best record in the NBA. They're like 27-13. They're just behind the Jazz in the West, so second in the West, third in the league.
Anyways,
man, they're cooking okay right now. D-Book, Chris Paul.
Those Valley uniforms are fire. I think those are like one of the best ones in the league.
Fire, dude.
Those are freaking sick.
Straight fire. I need
you
one.
You need a Booker Valley one. Like Drake says, wet like a book.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I need that jersey.
That
hook it up, Troy. Beautiful. Hook it up, Troy. Okay, use your powers. Use your C2D right powers.
So we're gonna have to rob the fan shop at the Fry's Arena. So is that what it's called now? I went to downtown Phoenix today, and Chase Field is huge. All right, now there's my thought for this.
The dome field?
The dome field. I forgot that it was a dome.
Or the retractable stadium?
Then,
the retractable roof, I guess?
Dude. But, speaking of, you know how, like, you think that the Suns are going to be good because, you know, they're the third team in the West. And there's the Jazz. They
are good.
Record. But you just know, we got the best team in the NBA, the Lakers. They have Anthony Davis.
Who's out?
They have that Alex Caruso guy.
Bum.
I don't know who the other players.
Trash.
I don't know who the other players are, but the Lakers are just a brand, and they're gonna win the NBA Finals.
I like how you didn't. Again. I like how you didn't mention LeBron either, who's also out.
Well, I mean, yeah. he's been an injury-plagued player all season. As in yesterday.
You mean Anthony Davis? Care.
Anthony Davis is the GOAT. LeBron James, he's an injury prone sap of crap. Okay.
He's probably been the least injured superstar we've ever seen. Is hardly
Tom
ever
Brady,
injured.
But he kind of tripped and fell one time. But then there's the Lakers, like Dennis Schroeder, he's the best Hawk that's ever played on the Lakers. And then KCP, one of the Morris twins is good enough. And then they got the Greek freak, Dante Katupo.
Mark Gasol.
Yeah, they have his brother.
I mean, they got Cuz, they got Kyle Kuzma, Tim Horton guy.
You're forgetting Jared Dudley. Kyle Kuzma airballed a technical free throw last week.
Dude, we got Devontae Kakak.
He did.
Ooh, man, this team's stacked. But they lost to the Hawks tonight. So, but that's what happens when you have cancer in the locker room, as in LeBron James. So. When you don't have your best players on the court, as in Anthony Davis, you can't win NBA championships. But it'll all be good. Well, what's his name? Who's the commissioner? Adam Silver. He'll find a way for LeBron to make it to the finals. He did it with throwing Zion into the playoffs. He's gonna find a way for LeBron to get in there, and they're just gonna win the championship.
Here's the thing: if the Lakers, if they do the bubble
yeah.
again, and if my Suns You're are in the bubble, face it's the game Suns over. Undefeated in the bubble.
An immovable object. So
their next level
object going to meet a unstoppable force. Is that what you were trying to say?
Not even close.
The
but,
Lakers versus the Suns in the bubble. Yeah. One of them's got to give.
It's sweep. Yeah, the Lakers get swept and they're going back home.
Are they
going
to be
no repeat
five, though?
Yes.
Honestly, the Lakers played with my feelings last season. They were winning five games all the way through until the finals, and they did. LeBron did it on purpose just to get under my skin. So, oh well. Hey, Josh, how's your Houston Rockets?
Hey, we are solidified at that getting that lottery pick. So, you know, we're doing well. We've lost, I think, 16 in a row. No, 19 in a row. Excuse me. Hey, but here's the thing: we're not dead last. Minnesota's dead last. We are.
I feel like
we are two games. We
dead
are two
last?
Games out of ver- out of dead out of last place.
And that's the thing: the Rockets on paper have a good team. They have a good team on paper.
We do.
Victor Oladipo, John Wall. Yeah, DeMarcus Cousins.
We got rid of Boogie,
and then you have Christian Woods.
No,
he
didn't do
wasn't
much,
really that
but
good
Christian
anyway, but...
Wood's been hurt. He has a bum ankle. The dude can't stay healthy to save his life. But Christian Wood is good.
So
we just can't stay healthy. On paper,
yeah,
we
on
look
paper,
good. On paper, we're
on paper,
the Dallas
good.
Cowboys.
Dude, whatever yeah. you know, whatever you do, do not trust the paper.
On
you
good
the paper out there, paper don't play. Players do. That's all I
exactly.
know.
And then
paper don't play.
And,
paper pays, but it don't play.
And then we just got rid of my boy PJ Tucker. That was a sad day.
Yeah, PJ.
Hey, but we'll be good in a couple years, though.
The sneaker god.
We have so many draft picks.
At this
we got
point,
like eight for Harden, eight first round picks.
Yeah, but then do you blow up the team now? Do you trade Victor Oladipo, get some value for him? Do you try to trade John Wall too, get value for him, and just kind of build Christian Wood?
Yeah,
Williams
so we're getting rid of Victor Oladipo. He said that he is not going to re-sign his extension. So he will be gone at the end of the season or maybe before. So he'll be gone.
Yeah, so trade him. So you got
to
trade
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that'll free up
you have to trade
$20,
him.
$21 or $21 million if we can just get, you know, a couple scrubs and draft picks.
Yeah,
I just feel bad for John
him.
Wall. You know,
but
he came from the Wizards, who were ass. Now he's on the Rockets, who are ass. So, yeah, he really
can't catch
a
break.
I mean, he did take a pay cut from college, so that's all I'm saying.
So, yeah, the Rockets are absolutely horrible. We've lost 19 in a row. I don't remember the last time I've seen the Rockets lose 19 in a row.
It's been a hard couple of years to be a Texas fan, Texas sports fan.
The Astros only.
A
Houston
fan.
The Astros have been the only thing giving me hope. Even if they
Even
cheat,
if they
we
cheat.
Still got a we still got a title.
Dude, still got a title. Don't matter.
They didn't even cheat, dude. They're just whining.
Exactly.
Because
hey, we'll be back in the playoffs. We'll probably go back to the to the championship series, so it'll be fun.
You'll beat the crap out of the Yankees, and that's I'm closely considering that the New York Yankees are now the new Dallas Cowboys of sports. The Cowboys are now irrelevant, and that so yes, overrated. You were correct. The Yankees are now the most overrated team in sports.
They've always been. They've always been overrated.
Like Babe Ruth, not even that good. That's all I'm saying. I mean, come on. I would have at least 600 homers if I could hit the ball over a 275-foot fence.
Who's Baby Ruth?
Grub.
But if we're going to talk about baseball, the Yankees, Red Sox, Tampa Bay Rays, that division is going to be tough, minus the Orioles, obviously. But that division is going to be tough.
And the Blue Jays.
I wouldn't throw the Red Sox in there.
I'm going to throw Blue Jays are good. I'm going to throw the Red Sox in there just because they re-signed what's his name? Yeah.
You're talking about the manager?
Alex Cora. I'm only going to throw Alex him in Cora? There because that dude's a baller and he knows how to win games.
I mean,
true.
And LeBron owns them now.
Yeah, that's out of nowhere.
There you go.
He'll at least make it to the finals.
How do you not win?
With his Yankees gear, he owns the Red Sox. That's weird.
Yeah, wearing his – that is weird. I don't know. The Red Sox, I mean, they got some pieces that look good, but, like, it seems like they've just been trading away or letting,
rebuild
like, a lot of their big stars
the rebuild
walk.
Season now?
Like, they – Benintendi left – Jackie Bradley Jr.
Oh, that's
left.
Right. I forgot he left.
They got rid of Mookie the year before.
Those were homegrown talents too.
So really, the Chris Sale still recovering.
Yeah, I guess it'll be interesting to see what happens.
So like they're starting. I mean, so they may turn out to be like a 500.
Yeah,
team.
True. I guess if you got to play Tampa Bay, but Tampa Bay wasn't able to re-sign. They actually lost quite a few players too. So. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Rid of, what is it, Snell?
Yeah, so the Yankees are obviously still top dog, but I'd probably say Blue Jays are up there, Tampa Bay. Then I'd probably put
the
Red Sox.
But if you look at it like this, the Tampa Bay Rays probably have, if you look at they manipulate their roster, they have 50 to 60 players that they just rotate in and out throughout the whole season. Maybe more 50. Especially their pitching, they'll have someone pitch up for one day, and then, oh, wait, you're not going to be good at all for these next two series, so we're going to put you down in AAA and flip them all over. The Rays are, geniuses with sabermetrics, weirdly, but whatever.
They didn't show it whenever it actually counted or when it mattered the most.
Well, I mean, Andrew Friedman is,
How do you pull your starting pitcher – that's allowed maybe one or two hits and the World Series game six, and then they ended up blowing it after they got pulled.
Hey man, it was the third time through the order.
It doesn't matter.
Third time through the order.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that freaking AJ Hinch did with Zach Greinke when we played the Nationals game seven. He freaking pulled him and then we blew it.
Just don't ever let your relievers pitch. There's a reason why they can't pitch more than an inning, because they realize that in the minor leagues that they were ass. So then they never start. Everyone wants to.
They were only good for one inning.
But hopefully the Braves will do good. They're
the favorite to win that division, from what I've seen.
They better. I mean, we have Acuna on paying him $1.75 an hour, paying off
for real on a discount.
I mean, every time there's a big contract by a foreign player, the media will always just drill the Braves for cheaping out on Acuna. I'm like, dude, he signed it. Just be, I mean,
it's
he
true.
Must be a winner, bro.
Who is it? Is it Ozzie
Albies? Oh, yeah, Ozzie Albies. He signed a 7-year, $35 million contract. That would have been
a... Yeah, they're paying him kidding. Like 50 cents. Yeah,
I mean...
Oh, man.
I mean, that's the way it is. And then all their pitchers are like... They have about 8 starters on their team. So...
The Braves always... They always have good pitching. Their farm system for pitching is always good.
Man, I saw this tweet the other day, and it was a picture of the 2015 Braves, and it had Williams Perez, Cameron Maybin, Jace Peterson, some other Adonis Garcia, and they were, you don't even know who those players are because that's the break for tanking. That was like the year after they got rid of like Upton and Hayward and all those good players.
That's when they had like Dan, big old Dan Uggla. Oh,
they had Dan Uggla on the team for like 10 seconds, and then they were like, dude, we got to get rid of you, bro. And
dude, he was all muscle.
Gosh, I hate it.
All he did was swing for – he just swung for the fence every time he was at the plate.
That's more than having someone that's told that they can hit home runs. They get 35 hits a year. And 32 of them are home runs, but he doesn't do jack diddly crap any other time. And it's like, and if home runs aren't like first inning home runs or runners on base, it's a eighth inning, you're down by 8, and you hit a 3-0 fastball over the fence. Like, okay, dude. All right, Dan Uggla.
But hey, still home run.
Your size medium jersey's looking good on you. Like, come on.
Hey, he did look good out. He did look good at second base.
He couldn't even play second base. Second base was like, okay, what's the position? Okay, Freddie Freeman, we can't take him off of first base. What's the other position that we can put him at that requires the least amount of work?
You could put him in right field. He can't raise his arm above his head.
I mean, can't
catch a fly ball. His shoulders are too big.
Ideally, you put him in left field. But his arms were so big, he just couldn't make it to the cutoff man. So then they had to make a shorter throw for him. He was a fullback playing second base, dude. He should have been lead blocking for crap, I was trying to think of a running back. Wow. Who's a good running? Not even
Emmitt Smith.
Back in the day, he should have been blocking for Todd Gurley this year for the Falcons.
Jim Brown.
So... for Todd Gurley or Turner. What is it? Crap. Michael Turner.
Michael Turner.
Or Warwick Dunn. But no, he had to try. 152 batting average, 300 strikeouts, 32 home runs.
He had
a double.
He had to have a batting average good enough to keep him in the MLB.
Oh, yeah, it was barely just, hey, but he looked good swinging that bat, though.
Oh, man.
He looked good.
The way he just held that, when he knew the ball was gone, he hits it. I mean, his right hand is behind his back. He's flailing his bat, and he holds it up in an upright position like a torch, runs around the bases, forgets third base, tags home, game over, because, you know, you're already down by 7. But since he missed a base, it's probably the third out of the ninth inning, and the game's over. He's the only person capable of losing.
They
like
knew
that.
Not to Gosh, test him because they were they're just too scared of him.
Exactly. I mean, he never had an intentional walk. All he had to do to get him out was to throw pitches at him. Just throw it on the outside corner.
Is Tim Tebow? Was Tim Tebow the Dan Uggla 2.0?
He pretty much is.
He would have been.
I mean, when he played
made it to the MLB.
He was pretty much a fullback throwing the ball. I don't think Tim Tebow was left-handed. He was right-handed. He had to be. Like, holy crap! How can you go your full
jump
life
pass.
Throwing a football like that and think that you're a quarterback?
Hey, he's a leader.
Wow,
he's a leader.
Oh. Yeah, just because he cried after he lost to Ole Miss. They don't even know how to have a mascot, much less throw play football. They don't even know what how to wear the right color of blue on their field. They're the Dallas Cowboys of college football. They don't know what color blue makes sense.
I need to see that 30 for 30, though.
The Tim Tebow one or the one that he
No, they need to make a 30 for 30 Tim Florida Tebow team.
Was it
with Tim Tebow, Aaron Hernandez, the Pouncey twins.
I got a really hot take. Tim Tebow is the Charles Manson of quarterback.
Oh my gosh.
He created a cult and created a crime gang. Urban Meyer can't live with himself, so he's created three heart attacks to get him three different jobs. Aaron Hernandez, he's hanging around somewhere. No, he's in the ditch. So then, no, he's cremated. Percy Harvin. Percy Harvin has CTE. Goodness.
Oh man.
Then, who's another person that we didn't like? Who's another?
I think the Pouncey twins played for Florida. The Pouncey
twins. I know that they're not even twins. They're the same person. they both do the same. They have the same tattoos and they do the same things on the same day. Dude, get a life.
That's the Morris twins.
Well, one of them's on the Lakers. I don't know which one, but they're both good. So,
it's the same exactly. person. Don't matter.
Then who's another player that was on that? Cam Newton was there. Good thing Cam Newton stole a laptop to get out of Florida so he can win an actual championship and have a good career, right? He lasted longer than Tebow, but.
True.
Our MVP. Favorite right-handed cult leader, Tim Tebow. So. Gosh, I hate him.
Oh, he's the leader.
No, he's not. I hate it so much. I hate him so much.
God bless Tim Tebow and his
dork. God bless Tim Tebow.
Dude, where was God for football team? He took all the Jesus away from the team. That's why everyone was screwed up at the end of the season. Wow. God needed some help on some Aaron Hernandez, dude. But Tim Tebow had to hog it all. So, wow. After that, I do not need to talk about sports anymore. So... Justice League Part 2 came out, and Connor, I heard that you were the one that watched it with McKay. Well, McKay watched it too, I guess. But
yeah, I think McKay's watched it. So what it was is Zack Snyder, it's called the Snyder Cut of the Justice League, because Zack Snyder was the director who first started directing the movie back in 2017 when the movie released. But he had to leave the film because he had like a family emergency, a family member passed away. So they brought in a new director who changed the movie that was released in 2017. But they did such a bad job with that movie in 2017 that fans were wanting the original director, Zack Snyder, to release his version of the movie. So we finally got that version
on HBO Max
released Thursday. And on HBO Max, exclusive on HBO Max, and it's a four-hour movie.
It's like a four-hour movie. Lord of the Rings extended edition kind of thing, Justice League.
Yeah. So I don't know if y'all saw the Justice League that came out in
It was horrible.
2017. Oh, yes. Did y'all see it?
No.
Did y'all like it?
I mean, I was entertained. Wonder Woman was better, in my opinion. It's because they came out around the same time, right?
Yeah, So, personally, I'm entertained by movies. Like, it's hard for me to, hate a movie. But, that Justice League movie, it wasn't great. Like, the story seems kind of cut. Like, characters didn't, mesh well. There wasn't a good flow. It seems like it was a longer movie and they had to cut it down. And so the Snyder cut of the Justice League, I mean, it's 4 hours, but I mean, it is so good. It just it just flows so well. I'm not going to give any spoilers.
The real question is,
but
does Superman still have a CGI mustache? That was the big thing that was wrong with that movie, because Superman.
So I think.
Go on.
Yeah. So I mean, so when the new director came in and he had to like refilm scenes to the way he liked it, so I think that's when they had to bring, you know, Henry Cavill, Superman. They had to bring him back and CGI his mustache off because he was doing a different movie. So I think that was from the second director who had to like reshoot stuff.
That helped.
Josh Whedon.
Actually, I think Josh Whedon meant to destroy the movie. So because he worked with Marvel first. So then.
Yeah, he did. He directed
so he either Avengers. Didn't like working with superheroes, so he made a life goal to ruin all superhero movies, or he's just really bad at creating movies. There's no in between.
Yeah, I don't know. He did a bad job with Justice League, but yeah, highly recommend the Snyder cut of Justice League. It's really good, and the story flows well. There's good character development. Everything makes sense. It's a great superhero movie. If you like superhero movies.
I love me a good superhero movie.
Wait,
I have to
spend
watch
the time
it.
To watch it. It's great. Yeah. I mean, it's 4 hours. It is a long movie.
I'll just
tell
Chloe I have a
4-hour
date planned for us. And I'll sit on the couch. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's a 4-hour date. I'm turning it on.
Yeah, we're about to watch a movie.
Yeah, she sits in the bathroom, puts on her makeup, dresses all nice and sweet, and then, we're going right here. Here's some popcorn. What kind of soda do you want? Yellow, room temperature. Boom. There it is, sitting on the couch watching the best Justice League movie of all time.
Exactly.
Sounds like a perfect date.
I mean, do you think our wives will actually like the superhero movies when we send make them watch it?
I'm going to say no. That's a negative. Thor Ragnarok, and she was like, that was the – well, she didn't say that was the worst movie, but she was like, I could have done something better with my time.
What?
I know. That's one of my
crazy.
Favorite
I love that movie.
And she's like, I could have done something better with my time. But it's just – she just doesn't care to watch superhero movies.
So what's the equivalent?
Yeah.
What we sit through, like what movie that we don't really care for, but we sit through it because our wives want to make us watch it.
Yeah. It'd probably be like certain rom-coms for me.
Probably so. Something like that.
Or like watching like Pride and Prejudice.
Victorian times kind of stuff.
Yes.
I remember we flew down to Vegas one weekend just for like a long weekend. And I made it, and it was the weekend that Endgame Part 2 came out, and so I went down. So we went to Vegas. I told her that I bought a movie ticket to go watch Endgame Part 2 in theaters down there, and she's like, "Okay, well I'm not going." So I went with her brother, but I was like, "This is way more important. I got to see Endgame 2, you know." So it's just crazy. Yeah, they just don't care for it.
Wow, that was
it was an expensive movie ticket.
I mean, and now it's a novelty to go inside of a movie theater nowadays. For AMC.
Yep.
I miss the theater.
I miss the theater experience.
The
Five Guys movie premiere nights. Yep.
The Five Guys pregame.
Yeah. Do you remember that time when we watched The Quiet Place?
That was so funny. And, Troy's opening up his can of soda.
Yes.
Because was it? We were all there, and we were waiting in line. Because I don't know why we were all extremely hyped for that movie, but that movie had a lot of hype around it. That Tyler kid that we lived with and Joey and I decided we wanted to go to the Target so we could get some drinks and stuff. And then I got the soda, and it was A Quiet Place and a quiet movie. And then I had to. I was thirsty, so I had to open it.
That was so funny.
Like, the plan was in the back of my head right when I was like, yeah, I'm going to get a soda. I'm gonna open it when it's quiet, and then, so I waited for that. I was lying in wait for that moment. Not for the, well, the whole movie was silent. I could have like closed my eyes and it would have been okay. But did they make a second one of those?
I don't know. I think they're coming out with one or something. I'm not sure.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, possibly.
So what are some new shows that y'all have been into? Because we discussed WandaVision last week.
That's a good show.
Anything else that we've watched in the past week?
I know Marvel came out with like another superhero series like WandaVision.
I haven't watched
the
it yet,
Falcon
but
and Winter Soldier.
Good. I need to sit down and watch that tonight.
Yeah, I watched the first episode. It's not bad.
Oh, nice.
It's like a six. It's going to be like six episodes, so like a little short series.
I'm too.
But
excuse me for.
Yeah, it's like I really liked WandaVision. So I assume Falcon and Winter Soldier will probably be similar.
It's like it's almost like instead of making like rejected movies, they go straight to DVD. They'll just put it on the Disney Plus channel and put them into six episodes. Which I think it's not even. I don't even think it would even be rejected, but like the short pieces are something that's entertaining to see. But Amber and I have been watching this show called 60 Days In, and so there's it's a prison or a jail, and they have these eight contestants that are thrown in, and they are like undercover, but. They live the lifestyle of a jail.
Interesting.
Because they're trying to get to, and in the first season we watched, there's this dude who's like, yeah, I don't like it that jail people or prisoners or inmates get better food than I do at the school that I teach at. They're a bunch of losers, yada, yada, yada. And then this dude thought it would be like easy cake sailing because oh, these people have a big-ass TV. They don't do anything, right? And this dude, when it was in there for maybe 2 days, created this fake sickness and was in, like, solitary confinement for, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And then he quit because he was scared. So that was fun. But
solitary confinement, it'd be, like, so lonely. And you'd get like so, go like crazy.
It wasn't like dark or anything, but he treated it like it was therapy. He just didn't want to be a loser. Well, he was a loser because he thought it would be easy cake, and he didn't know how to like. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't last in prison. I don't have like the. I don't have the mental
not a chance.
Patience sometimes, but I don't know. But. Oh, yeah, Coach Science, I've heard that you moved. How are things with you? Or where did you go to?
Yeah. So I guess I'll have to start from the beginning. So last time I chatted with everyone on C2D, we were just graduating from college, undergrad.
Yes.
We were in Idaho. And then Annie and I moved to Arizona. So we were in Arizona for about 6 months until I got into grad school for physical therapy. Yeah, so that was kind of like a surprise there. So Coach Science is upgrading
to Doctor of Science.
To more science.
Doctor Coach Science.
What are you?
Coach
Doctor. Doctor.
Dr. Coach
Science. Dr. Coach Science. Dr. Coach Science. I think Dr. that flows Coach better. Science. Yeah, Dr. Coach Science.
It would be DP.
Almost. DPT,
what?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So instead of MD, like at the end of your name, it's DPT. So they do DPT, PT. So doctor, physical therapy, physical therapist.
Dr. Peppers, and I like the DPTP, dude. That's so, the more letters means a whole lot more, dude. I love it.
So Dr. Coach Science, DPT, PT. So we moved to Texas. So that's okay. Where I go to school now. So currently in school.
So how's Cowboys Nation
in Texas? And you know, Cowboys Nation. Yeah, that's true. I'm like right in the heart of Dallas. Well, just outside of Dallas. And it's no joke here in Texas, man. That Texas pride is a real thing.
It's true.
It is a real thing. 100%. We were and if y'all know what Whataburger is, Josh, I know you know Whataburger, but that's true. Like a staple in everyone's diet. Is Whataburger. And it's actually pretty good.
Hey, have you made it out to a Buc-ee's?
I'm a fan. Dude, no, everyone keeps talking about Buc-ee's. I've driven
you gotta
by
go
Buc-ee's,
inside of that
and it's
thing.
Like a gas station.
You gotta get
steroids.
Beaver nuggets.
What?
Dude, the freaking
well, some
they
guys
make
told
the, beef
the beef jerky.
It's fire. They have fantastic sausage there too.
Yeah, suppose this gas.
You gotta get one.
I love me a good wiener. Wow. But yeah, I still need to go to Buc-ee's. But so we were moving out here. My parents came out and they helped us move in, and we went to In-N-Out. And yeah, and my dad was like, "Hey, you know, we're just here visiting Texas." And the first thing that came out of this guy's mouth that was taking our order, he's like, "He's like, well, welcome to God's country. It's Texas." The first thing
that
he said,
is great.
First thing, welcome to God's country. It and you know what? I believe him. Texas
it's
is
great.
Incredible.
Wow.
Have
so,
you been to any
yeah, Texas so far?
Any
is
high school
10 out of 10.
Football games?
Great food, great people. No, I haven't been to any high school football games, but I've driven by high school stadiums,
oh my gosh.
And they're immaculate.
They're freaking amazing.
They're like college football stadiums. They're
that's
insane.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I need to go to some high school games.
Well, Allen is
a good school
to go
like...
to. They're 5A. I don't know if they've moved up to 6A, but they're 5A. That's the school that has the $70 million stadium. Allen, Texas. So they're probably nearby and not too far, but they have a $70 million stadium, and it's like four levels. It's incredible.
I've heard.
Wow. Is that the one that had to get redone because – it was not structurally sound or something like their foundation broke.
I'm not sure.
City.
I couldn't tell you that.
They had a weird story about that. Oh yeah, there was a snow thing in Texas, wasn't there?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. The snowpocalypse of Texas. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone was roasted in Texas for like not being prepared or like struggling, but it's like this is my thing. It's like Texas wasn't built for snowstorms. They haven't had. It's like that whole week. It was like the record low in like the state of Texas. Like that. It was the coldest it's ever been ever in Texas during that week. It's like yeah. Well, of course, like they're not the facilities, the houses, like the stores. They're not built. The infrastructure isn't built for like snow. The pipes weren't built to freeze. It's like New York getting hit with a hurricane. Like you think New York would survive a hurricane?
Oh, definitely
think
not.
They're built
all
for
the
that.
Texas can survive. Texas like, can survive.
Like that's the
like
that's
category
the comparison
five hurricanes, but can't survive a snowstorm.
No, snowstorm shut the whole place down for a week. We're gonna be in trouble. But yeah, it was bad. Like houses, pipes were bursting. Like people were flooding. They didn't have power for days. So my experience with it was, you know, so we live in this little apartment, and surprisingly, we live about. I would say a baseball throw away from a fire station. So it's pretty close. And since what they were doing, I should say with the power is they would shut the power off. They'd do like the grids. They'd shut it off to one grid and then shut off to the next and vice versa. So a lot of people had power on for like 1 hour, wow, then power off for like 8 hours. So like you didn't have a lot of time with power. And so, but all essential facilities like hospitals, police stations, fire stations, like waste, they all had, you know, power constantly. And since my apartment is so close to a fire station, I didn't lose power at all.
Dang, that's nice.
I had water, power. So surprisingly, the snowpocalypse was actually fine.
Why were they for me?
Like, I didn't have it. Well, that's the thing. Like, a lot of my friends, like, they had pipes burst, apartment was flooding, no power, no internet. So at that point, that's not a whole lot you can do. You're just freezing in your house. So it was a struggle for Texas. Yeah, it was rough. Wow. It was a rough week. You know, because the snow would come, it'd melt, and then freeze. So the roads are completely iced. There's no salt on the road. There's no gravel on the road. So people are just sliding all over the place.
Yeah, I saw that there was like a – like I think it was like 50 or 60 or 80 car pile up in Dallas.
Yes.
That was rough.
Yeah, that was in, I think that was in Fort Worth. Yeah. It was like the whole freeway. Like, yeah, it was like 80 car pile up.
Yeah, that was like the start of it.
Yeah, that was bad too. Like, so, and if it, and then, yeah, so, I mean, Texas has just been hit with a lot of stuff. And then they lifted their no-mask mandate,
thanks,
too.
Governor Abbott.
So you're not required to wear a mask
shout
anywhere.
Shout out to Abbott.
Yep. So shout out Abbott. So, I mean, Texas, they just keep going. They just roll. They roll with the punches. They don't care about nothing.
They're God's country doesn't
lose. God's country.
Except in sports.
Yeah, they don't lose, that's for sure.
But, dude, wow.
Yeah, that's true.
You wouldn't think, like, because usually the reason why your pipes burst is because it gets iced over, right? Because the ice expands it. Is that correct? And then it melts.
Yeah, exactly. So
and then the water, I don't know how.
So with the pipes, so you have water in your pipes constantly. So like when your water's turned off, you still have water in your pipe, but it's just stopped. It just stopped. So if the temperature outside freezes, and if your pipes aren't resistant to the freeze, like the water in your pipes freezes, the water then expands in the ice, and then your pipes break. So you're supposed to, so like when it's freezing temperatures outside, and like your pipes aren't insulated for freezing temperatures, you're supposed to leave it the water dripping so water's flowing.
Really?
So so we had to leave our faucets dripping that week, that freeze week, so our pipes
didn't
burst.
That's interesting, because movement creates heat and stuff, and that's, is that what the point was?
Yeah, if it's moving around, it's harder for it to freeze, you know.
Okay.
As soon as it's stationary.
Wow. That was a Dr. Coach Science DPTPT moment of the day right there. Wow.
There you go.
Like, you would never think that would happen in Texas. That's why they don't have the insulated pipes, guys. Don't waste tax dollars on things you don't really need once every 100 years.
Exactly. Just ask Joey about it.
That is a good... Well, Joey, we're actually paying taxes for him to
be housed
in a undisclosed location. So, poor Joey. We'll miss you.
R.I.P. Joey.
So, we did
but
see
not really.
Some big news for Coach Dr. Coach PT Science. And would you like to announce to the listeners what is that news?
Yeah, of course. So if moving two times and getting into grad school wasn't enough to change my life up. Yeah. If it wasn't enough icing on the cake for me, we actually are expecting a son here, a little baby boy, little Young baby coach. Coach Science.
Baby Coach
Science. Yeah, so Ooh. Baby Coach Science. He's a baby. He'll be coming to us in June.
June 20th. That is the first day of summer. Is that correct? Is that correct? Please.
Well, there you go.
June 20th is actually.
I have no idea.
It is.
No way.
So that would actually be a great.
What?
Oh, wow. Wow. That would be crazy. So
I'm so happy. You get to be a father on Father's Day. That is so crazy. That is awesome. Wow.
Yeah. So. Yeah, my life has changed drastically.
Yeah, no kidding.
Since the last time I was on here.
That's great news.
Wow, though. That's amazing. The listeners of the listeners of Care to Discuss are very excited to hear that news, and we are excited. So I'm gonna express some gotcha journalism. So do you have a name for him?
We do have a name for him, and I am sworn to secrecy.
So listeners, the baby does not have a name.
Yeah, the baby has a name. It's Baby Coach Science.
So Baby Coach Science. So
yeah,
since we've already given you a new title as Dr. Coach Science, DPT.
That's so hard for him to say.
Since now you are a soon to be father, so would he be called Father Dr. Coach Science, DPTPT?
How about we?
Ooh, I like that.
Dr. Daddy Ooh, Coach Science,
so
DPTPT.
Dr. Daddy, because, you know, you didn't go to school for that long for you not to be called a doctor. So Dr. Daddy Coach Science,
I like it. True. I like it. That flows well.
There you go.
Ooh. But hey,
that's a mouthful.
You can definitely you couldn't make a domain on that on the internet. If you want to make a website, no one will ever have that.
Ooh.
Follow me on Instagram.
I like
Dr.
it.
Dr. Daddy Coach Science DPTPT.
That is Dr. DDCSPTPTP. Yeah. You start to sound like a television station.
Easy.
Wow.
Oh, man. So,
the kid that has no name, as in little young – what crap. What did you call your baby?
Baby Coach Science.
Wow. Baby Coach Science. Okay, wow.
What did we say?
My train of
baby thought Coach Science?
That was our biggest news of the while. Coach Daddy Science is going to be a daddy – dad of science. Dad of baby. Wow, I cannot talk right now. Dude, that's awesome. So – do we have any other news that happened to us this week?
I do not have any great news.
Okay. Hey, Amber, do we have any good news?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, ask the wife. She knows.
Kirby is being a good boy.
Oh, yeah. How is Kirby?
Oh, little Kirby?
Kirby Smart.
I saw he has no agility skills on his Instagram. The dude.
Oh, no agility
skills.
The
dog cannot catch to save his life.
He's a fullback.
He's a
fullback.
He does have full head of steam, though. He did get a bark box with
his bark boxes are cool.
So. Dude, Ooh. He gets so happy when he sees them. You just kind of just throw one out there, and he just looks at it and then attacks it. Such a good boy.
Troy's about to. He's about to teach his dog what the weight room's all about.
Run over people. Something he does have. He doesn't like the hot weather. He does need to consume a lot of oxygen after like three plays. So he had to invest into the ice pack game, and he puts out his armpits when he's tired, apparently. So, but
wow,
he's a good guy. Good news.
No, we just have Tate.
Josh, do you still have you still have two dogs?
Yeah, just she's doing good. We actually took her in to the vet the other day. She had some surgery done in her eye. She had a little tumor that was growing, so we had that removed. Yeah, she's great. We sent it off to the lab just to see what's going on, if it's cancerous or not. But she's great. Nothing crazy is going on with her. So she plays with that all the time. So she's good.
Aw.
Yeah.
She's so sweet. Wow. We just turned into a dog podcast.
Whoa.
Or a, and then Connor with the baby podcast, baby daddy podcast, Coach Daddy Baby Science.
Yeah.
Wow. So, other than that, we can reconvene for next week. We can maybe even see Joey next week. He might have came back from his hiatus of, what would you call it, white collar jail?
We'll see if the IRS lets him back in.
Yeah, I mean, they're the real bad guys, is the IRS. So if I don't make it next week, I got caught up too. So that was a do we have anything? We have nothing else to say. It looks like BYU. Baseball season starts soon. It'll be BYU. Sad team. Did you see their new helmets? The navy blue.
I thought they've always had navy blue.
They've always had white, but they have like royal blue helmet and navy blue helmet now. So that's going to be interesting to see. So we will come back next week and see what's going on. Thanks for meeting up, guys. And we'll see you guys next week.
Peace out, guys.